We'll discuss the Minyane Sviras HaOmer. Since we're in between the days of Pesach and Shavuos, we're on day 15 today. It's never too late to count. Whether it's too late to count for Bracha ever, that's a separate shiur maybe we'll get to at some point. But you could always count without a Bracha. In fact, you might have an obligation to. So let's go back to the basics and discuss the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Is it a mitzvah min haTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan? Is it a biblical commandment or a rabbinical commandment? So I know you're thinking, what's the question? You say it every night, assuming, which is a separate discussion with the Noah de Behuda, whether you say the Hidani Muchan Uzuman, but you quote the Pasuk in the Svartam Lachem Yimacharas HaShabbos. It's a Pasuk we're going to read soon in Parashas Emor, as well as Psukim elsewhere. It's an explicit Pasuk to count Sviras, so why would I even entertain the question that it's not a mitzvah in our Torah? And weeks also, Shiva Shavuot, he's saying, well, that's Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita we'll get to. So it's a major dispute among the Rishonim. The Rambam writes, Sviras HaOmer, even Bizman Hazeh, is a mitzvah in our Torah. And Rov Rishon, the majority of the Rishonim, say it's only Durabanan. Why would they say that Sfira is only Durabanan today? So that touches on Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas on Samak Vav Amad Aleph quotes a Machlokas, I think it's Ameimar and Ravashi, a Machlokas Amoram. How does one count Sfira Bizman Hazeh? So one opinion the Gemara says, you count Yome Vishvue, like we count today. There's a mitzvah today to count weeks, count days, and count weeks. And then the quotes the second opinion that says, no, the mitzvah today is only to count days and not weeks. Why, the Gemara asks? Because the Gemara says, because today it's only a Zecher L'Mikdash. Today's Sfira is only a remembrance to the way it was done back in the good old days when we had the temple. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether you count days and weeks or just days. So the way Rov Rishonim learned the Gemara, the way the majority learned the Gemara is, everybody agrees today it's a Zechel HaMikdash. Everyone agrees counting Sfira is only Midrabanan today. The machlokas in the Gemara is, how much of a Zechel do you need? Do I do it the same exact way it was done Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Or do I say no, that since it's only Drabanan, so therefore there's no need to do the mitzvah the same exact way. If it's enough of a zecher, if I count days, I'll remember about Sviras HaOmer as well. So that's the way most learn the Rishonim. Perhaps the Rambam will have to learn that's goof of the Machlokas. The Machlokas in the Gemara, only the opinion who says counting days, that's what the Gemara says it by. It quotes both opinions. At the end it says Zechel HaMikdash, so the Rambam will learn that Zechel HaMikdash is only going on the second opinion. That the opinion in the Gemara who says you count days and weeks, they're like me, that's biblical. The opinion who says you only have to count days today, that's rabbinical. So that's the Gemara it's based on. What's the Svara? What's the logic of the Rambam and the other Rishonim? So at first glance, it seems to be dependent on the following. We know there's a mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. But in addition, there's a totally independent mitzvah. We'll have to see if it's independent or not. But there's another mitzvah of bringing the Karban Omer. On the second day of Pesach, in fact, that was Matir, the new produce, the Chadash, the produce that was prohibited before. That's why the Jews, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk in Yeshua tells us they couldn't eat matzah that year. They didn't eat matzah. Why can't they eat matzah? Because they didn't have any, all the produce was prohibited because it was Chadash. It was the new produce. That doesn't become permitted until they brought the Karban Omer. And that's a whole separate share. Why don't we say Ase Docha Los Ase? Why don't we say the Ase of the Mitzvah of Matzah supersedes the prohibition of Chadash? That's a separate discussion. But the bottom line is, there's a separate Mitzvah of Karban Omer, though they had another Mitzvah of a Karban Omer. So the question is, the Karban Omer and the Sviras HaOmer are done at the same time. Sviras HaOmer period. So the question is, Rov Rishonim learn these two mitzvahs are connected. That the mitzvah of Svira is connected to the mitzvah of Karban. that you, when you counted Svira that night, on, you were on the condition you were bringing the Karban Omer the next day. So since Bizman Hazel, we no longer have a Karban Omer, hence Svira is no longer biblical, but it's only rabbinical. And that's why the Gemara, and that's the Pashas HaGemara, it's only a Zechil HaMikdash. And the Rambam apparently holds that Svira and Karban are two different mitzvahs, either at the same time, same day. That's coincidental. Nothing's ever coincidental, but it's not inherent to the mitzvah. It's just telling me the Zman HaKarban, but it's not telling me some inherent link between the mitzvah of the Karban and Svira. So that seems to be the Machlokes. We'll have to see. It's hard. We'll have to go into it another time, but it's hard to say this pshat in the Rambam, that to say, but the simple pshat is those who hold it's biblical is because the Karban Omer and the Svira are independent. The problem with saying that in the Rambam is, where does the Rambam bring down this halacha? You could always bring a geographical proof from the Rambam. Where the Rambam quotes the halacha tells you about the nature of the halacha. And the Rambam could have brought down Svira's Omer in Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Tefillah. He brings it down in Hilchas Karbanos, Temidin and Musafim. So the fact he brings it down in Temidin shows that he holds it is linked. So that's a separate shear. How could the Rambam still hold it's biblical at the same time hold that it's Domina Torah? So that's the Machlokes Rambam and Rov Rishonim. The Rambam, whatever the Svara is, holds it's biblical today. The majority opinion says it's only Drabbanan. There's actually a third opinion, and that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the earlier commentators as well, he wants to make a distinction. See, according to the Rambam, there's no distinction between days and weeks. Whatever you say days are, weeks are, it's just a matter of are they all biblical or rabbinical. And that's what Rov Rishonim also. Tosfos makes no distinction between the mitzvah of days and weeks. Either they're both rabbinical or they're both biblical. Rabbeinu Yerucham wants to make a distinction. He says, counting days today is biblical, like the Rambam. Counting weeks today is only rabbinical. And what's it based on? Because he wants to claim based on the reading of the Psukim. He wants to say, if you look at the Psukim, counting of the weeks is connected to the Karbanos. Counting to the days is independent. So he wants to go with the same Svara, that weeks are connected to the Karban Omer. Hence, counting weeks is only rabbinical because we don't have Karbanos today. The counting days is an independent mitzvah. So we have three opinions, whether Svira today is all biblical, whether it's all rabbinical, or whether it's half and half. The days are biblical and the weeks are only rabbinical. Who follows Rabbeinu Yerucham's opinion that we make a distinction between days and weeks? So that's the opinion of the Svardim. I don't mean the fake Svardim, Udava Nusuk Svard, and then neither here or there. I'm talking about the real Svardim. Either you're going to be Ashkenaz or be a real Svard, but none of this in-between stuff. So, and by the way, there's some Ashkenaz Sidurim, whoever's looking in the back here. Getting back, so it goes like this. So they point out that how do the Svardim count? So how do we count? So we count today is the 15th day, which is 2 weeks and 1 day, La'omer. We say La'omer at the end of Svira. At the end of Akkad, that's when we say La'omer. When do Svardim count? They say, today is the 15th day, La'omer, which is 2 weeks and 1 day. They break up the count between days and weeks. So why do they do it? Why is that count based on breaking up days and weeks? So that's the Rav Svi Pesach Frank, one of the former chief rabbis in Jerusalem. He points out, because it's based on the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham. What is Rabbeinu Yerucham says, counting days today is biblical, counting weeks today is rabbinical. In order to show a distinction, to make a clear demarcation between when you're fulfilling a biblical mitzvah and when you're performing a rabbinical mitzvah, so they say La'omer in between. Where else do we find in the middle of one mitzvah which has both aspects of biblical and rabbinical, and we break it up, and we make a clear demarcation? That's the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. The mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, the Gemara tells us in brachas, we know there are four brachas. Moshe instituted the bracha, the first bracha, Hazanas HaKol, on the man that the Jews lived on for 40 years. Yoshua when they for the Noda Lacha, thanking God for Eretz Yisrael. Number three, David and Shlomo building the temple. And number four, Haruge Beitar, the miracle that happened that the Jews who were killed and they weren't buried for a long time, they were able, their bodies did not rot away and they were able to be buried. So the Gemara tells us the first three blessings are biblical. The fourth blessing is rabbinical. That explains the strange thing we do. Some might think we do a lot of strange things, but the strange thing we do here is we end off Boneh Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. Since when do we enter Amen to our own bracha? Usually we make a bracha and we wait for the tzibur to respond or anyone to respond. Here we're entering Amen to our own bracha. Why is that? So the Rishonim explain is because we want to show this is the end of the unit. We finished our biblical commandment of benching, and now this fourth blessing is only rabbinical. What do you mean? Only rabbinical? That's what the Gemara gets into. Certain times, if you're working for someone, and so there are times where you have to, where they say you can only, obviously, if you have to be working, you have to be working, but there are times where you're in the middle of doing something, so they get into a discussion. If you're finishing a biblical mitzvah, you could still do it, but a rabbinical mitzvah could get waived, so there'd be nafkaminas then in terms of, you know, how much benching you'd have to do, perhaps. Today, it's not really nogeya, maybe because we bench much quicker, or people don't work today, whatever the issue might be, it doesn't seem another 30 seconds or another 10 seconds, won't make the difference there. But maybe today your bosses are okay with you benching. Whatever the details are, it's not really halacha maisa, but it is true that the first three brachas are biblical, and the fourth is rabbinical, and that's why we end up boneh baracha b'shalayim amen, and that's what the Svarim do. They say, la'omer, in between days and weeks. Interesting, the Beis Halevi also based his his answer to the following question on this. We know there's a famous question, what do you do if you miss a complete day? So again, we'll get into that at another shiur, but the simple understanding is if you miss a complete 24-hour period, so you continue counting the next day without a bracha. If you miss a complete day, you don't count with the bracha anymore. So what happens if you miss day five? If you miss completely day five, so day six, you count without a bracha. But the Beis Halevi said when you get to day 7, 14, 21, 28, the units at the end of the week, he says that you can continue counting with the bracha because there are different opinions, i.e. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who holds counting days and counting weeks are two different mitzvahs. The fact that you blew the day mitzvah doesn't mean you blew the week mitzvah. And therefore, even though you missed the counting during, so if you missed day seven, you can knock off both at the same time. But if you miss a day during the week, not the concluding of the week, so the Beis Halevi would say you could continue making a bracha. We'll see, but of salvation, why would even be more lenient of continuing with the bracha even when you miss a regular day of the week, because it comes down to there are different issues in terms of, well, see, Sfirat Omer is one of the easiest mitzvahs to do, and it's one of the hardest mitzvahs to do. It's one of the easiest mitzvahs to do because it takes about 5 seconds, maybe 10, 15, or 3, depending on the person, but it takes a very short time to do. On the other hand, the last 7 weeks, so you have to remember 49 days in a row, that's a challenge. So therefore, the issue always is depend on is it 49 independent mitzvahs or is it one big mitzvah? If it's one big mitzvah, so you miss one day of the 49, the mitzvah's over. You can't be a little bit pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. So if it's one big mitzvah, either you did it or you don't do it. Whether I miss day one or day 49, it wouldn't make a difference. If I didn't do all 49 days, I'm not getting the mitzvah. But if I hold it 49 separate mitzvahs, it wouldn't make a difference. If I missed the first 48 days, I could still do day 4. That's a major discussion among the Rishonim. There's a shita, the Bahag, which people, all the Bahag says, if you miss a day, so you no longer count anymore. So people assume that the Bahag's opinion means that it's one big mitzvah, and therefore, if you miss any day, you can no longer continue counting. Number one, the Bahag seems to be a minority view, and Bahag isn't necessarily someone we usually follow a halacha on a regular basis. But, and So we'll see that in the different ways of interpreting the Bahag to see in terms of whether one can continue. But the simple psak in the Shulchan Aruch is that if you miss a complete day, you continue counting without a bracha. But that's the Machaber is consistent. Rav Yosef Karo is consistent with his view in general. He's very strict on making brachas when they're in doubt, because also we know the Svardi Shita by women when they volunteer a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. When the Svardi women who sit in the sukkah, they can't make a bracha. Svardi women who shake lulav, they do it without a bracha, because the Machaber goes with the Rambam Shita that if you do a bracha she'ina tzricha, a bracha levatola, it's a potential violation of a biblical prohibition. So the Machaber Shita in general is anytime there's a doubt, you don't want to go from the pan to the fire. Better not to make a bracha, because if you make a bracha and it wasn't warranted, you'll end up violating a biblical prohibition. It could be worse than not making a bracha is only a rabbinical violation at best. It is mavato a mitzvah ase midrabanan. Making a bracha when you should make one could end up violating a biblical prohibition. That's the Machaber's opinion. That's why he's very strict in general. Any type of doubt. So that's the Machaber here also, that by Svira, that he says that once you miss a complete day, he's being choshesh for the shitas of the Bahag, that maybe it's one big mitzvah, and therefore you don't continue. Perhaps Ashkenaz doesn't go as strong, and there's more room to work, that even if you forgot a day, even a complete day, you can rely on the other. That's why any type of doubt, we are always lenient, because because we could always make if you're not sure if you counted yesterday. So if you're not sure if you counted yesterday, you could continue counting with a bracha. Why? Because we always could find a svek svek, a double doubt. One doubt is it one mitzvah 49? And even if it's one mitzvah, maybe you counted yesterday. So they always look, the poskim always lenient when you could create some other suffix, because it's not so simple that we passed in like the Bahag anyway. And it's not so simple the Bahag says it. So we'll have to continue our discussion on Svir maybe tonight.